I was kind of volunteered to do this, so I will do my best, but I do have notes. When they were like, "Oh, it's about cooking," I was like, "Well, clearly you want me to talk about restaurants because I don't cook." So I can tell you about restaurants because I've worked in restaurants for many years. With Brendan, I worked at the Owl Bar, which I will get to. With my friends here who are giving me support, and Davey's birthday as well. So all this to say, there is, restaurant world is messy and crazy, but there is a huge beauty behind it. And much like Brendan said earlier, there is a point where you're like, oh, wait, I belong here. I don't currently work in restaurants full time, but I can't seem to give it up. So I've worked in a lot of places, from like Petit Louis to bars in Ocean City. So big, big difference. And it's where I've met some of the smartest, strangest, and funniest people ever. Some who are still my best friends. And the person who nominated me, who's not here because he's too busy in his restaurant. It's also where you learn to work alongside with people who are nothing like you, and still come together when it matters most. Because out front, everything can look smooth, but behind those doors, it's chaos. And if you're lucky, it's controlled chaos. So I learned a little bit of that at my first job at City Lights, which is in the Inner Harbor. Nobody remembers, I'm sure. But if you do, we were big back then. Where that was my first job, and I met a cast of characters. One of them was Debbie, who Lauren reminded me of. One night when I walked in, she was like, "Are your feet burning?" And I was like, "What?" And she was like, "You just stepped into hell." So I was hooked. Like Brendan described, that's when I was like, "Oh, this is for me." Yeah, and she didn't only mean that metaphorically. I think she meant it in many, many ways. Anyway, and then came the Owl Bar, where I met, that I already said, but also where I was lucky enough to be there when Maya Angelou came, and I fangirled out and walked up to, and thank you, Lauren, for reminding me of this story. I was like, "Oh my God, I'm such a fan, Dr. Angelou, whatever." And she was like, "You have a very pretty smile." And then I told everybody who knows me, put that on my grave. Please put that on my grave. I also met my husband working at the Owl Bar. He tried to challenge me. You did remind me of that too. That's why I need notes. Who challenged me on a Ween album, and I was right, he was wrong, whatever. But also, that's where I started seeing the cast of characters that you get working in a restaurant, and it really is a place where you start learning about people. And I always say, if I had to hire people, and I had a person who worked in a restaurant, a person who didn't, and their politics didn't get in the way, I would hire the restaurant worker. Right? Thank you. And it's also where you just get creative. And sometimes, after a while, when customers are a little wacky, you create a wheel of condiments with your friends because people ask for the most outrageous stuff. And you're like, "Well, let's make a game out of it." And we did create a wheel. And you had to spin it, and then whatever it landed on, you had to bring that to the table. So if somebody walked in and was like, "Hey, Lauren, table 21, spin." And it was ketchup. They were having chocolate cake. You had to figure out how to be like, "Here's the ketchup for your chocolate cake." You do what you can to survive. That is a true story. So you learn a lot. Sometimes you're drowning, which in the restaurant world we call in the weeds. Sometimes it's not so bad. Sometimes you cry in the walk-in, But you eventually become high-functioning chaos navigators. And when you're in it long enough, you learn to be like, okay, this will, you know, you can fight with your friends and you can cuss each other out, but at the end of the night, you have beers and you're like, oh, we're past that, whatever. This is where I go into a study from Harvard Business Review about cognitive endurance. But I will say, we are built that way. If you last long enough...
Why do those keep doing that? Is it me?
It's Harvard. It is Harvard. Anyways, you learn to just deal with things. And in my opinion, it does make you to be a little bit more ready to deal with discomfort and skilled in improvisation and fluent in unpredictability, because that is a constant in the restaurant world. But what I've seen time and time and again is that people who learn the work ethic of restaurants become some of the most capable, adaptable, and successful people I know. I truly do believe that. And I do understand it's how you measure success, but for me, it's a psychologically rich life. And if that's what you're looking for in restaurants, you will meet a lot of interesting people. And I read that article in the Washington Post, and I texted some friends, and I was like, wow, we really are winning in life if that's what. Like when it's 3 a.m. and you're in a bar at Locust Point with random dudes, you're like, what is going on here? But anyway, I will say that a lot of people tend to think of restaurant workers as these lost souls or whatever. I don't believe that for a second. I think it's a really good training ground. You learn to read people. You learn to read a room really quickly. You really do learn to nip a problem before it becomes a problem. And you actually learn to say it's all good when nothing is ever good. Yeah. And you learn to, when people say, like, I want gluten-free vodka, you're like, okay, you got it. You got it. So you learn grit, humility, humor, obviously. And then you also learn that invisible labor, no matter how, you know, how much we don't think of it, is the backbone of the kitchens, and it's essential. And I'm going to quote Anthony Bourdain, because we all love him. He said that restaurant work builds character, that it teaches soft skills like empathy and discipline and hard truths, that physical labor is a privilege, that the world runs on invisible hands, especially immigrant hands, which I am, and that even thankless work deserves respect. He said it's messy, but it makes the world kinder, and I do agree with all of that. And I do think that all of us as a whole would benefit if we all worked in restaurants. So yeah, you know, I've cried in walk-ins and laughed through full body exhaustion, and I've stood in the parking lot at 2 a.m. with still smelling like regret and onions and watching people pass around cigarettes and warm tequila, and somehow you feel okay and you do it all over again. So yeah, that's the job is messy. But I guess I'm just here to say it's messy, but it's awesome. And please, next time you go out, just think about that. Don't order hot tea when it's busy. And don't complain if your Cosmo has little cranberry. Just order a vodka cranberry.